Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's good to be back after 2 months.
David 牧师很高兴，觉得已经有两个月没过来
了。We'll be looking at 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 to 4.
今天我们学习经文是彼得前书一章，五章一到四节。
Peter is writing in these verses directly to the church leadership.
今天所读的经文是关于教会长老。
I have found this passage to be important to me personally.
对对于 David 牧师个人来说，这段经文是非常重要。
Yet I believe the application is much broader.
但是呢，他认为这段经文的应用或者的对象来说更加广泛。
All believers need to know what leadership in the church should look like.
所有的基督徒们都应该知道他们去的教会，他们的教会的领导风格会是怎么样的。
There's a tendency today in the church to copy secular leadership styles.
目前教会当中非常普遍，就是说大家教会领导来模仿一些世俗的方式来领导教会。
Jesus saw this as well.
其实在很早以前，耶稣就看到，已经看到，意识到了。
Matthew, Mark, and Luke report the words of Jesus to his disciples.
他的门徒马太、马可和路德，就在他曾经跟他的门徒说耶稣说过的话。
The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you.Are not to be like that.
在路加福音二十二章二十五到二十六节中这样写道：耶稣说，外邦人有君王为主治理你们，那掌权管你们的称为恩主，但你们不可这样。
Just a break. There are outlines in either English or German, if anyone would want one.
现在的马可弟兄呢，把那个概要，今天概要是英文和德语的，发给大家。如果需要的话，可以拿参考一下。
English is on one side, German on the other.
英文在一边，德文在另外一边。
Our first and foremost authority on leadership in the church is the Bible.
在我们教在我们教会的领导才能。领导风格最重要的也是最第一个，我们教会的第一个或者最重要的一个权威，领导权威是从圣经来的。
It is to the advantage of every believer to understand how Jesus wants His church to be.
对一个每一个信徒来说非常重要，非常有益的，要他们要理解耶稣是怎样要求这他的教会是来领导的。
We find that information in the Bible, and the passage for this morning is one of those places.
其实我们在圣经当中可以找到这样的信息。当然了，在其他的圣经，今天我们所说的这个经文也是其中的一部分。
Verses 2, 3, and 4 are the heart of Peter's exhortation to elders.
今天所读的经文中第二、第三、第四节是彼得对长老的教导最最重要的一部分。
Verse 1 provides for us certain preliminary thoughts which set the stage for Peter's exhortation.
第一节经文呢，只是给我们提供一些简要的一个想法或者概要，为彼得的教导提供一个舞台。
Some of these are assumed in the text but might not be obvious to the reader today.
今天所涉及的一些主题呢，有可能是在隐藏在这个章节当中，但是呢，对我们一些读者也不是显而易见。
First, the leaders of the church are elders.
第一点就是说，教会领导是领袖，是长老。
There are only two offices in the local church mentioned in the New Testament.
在新约当中只提到两，在教会中只有两个只有两种职位。
There are elders or overseers, and there are deacons.
就是说他们是长老或者执事。
These are both mentioned together in Philippians chapter 1, verse 1.
这些呢是在腓立比书一章一节中提到过。
Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons.
圣经中这样写道，基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督诸位执事。
Elders and overseers refer to the same persons or office.
在这所说的长老和那个执事都是指教会中的同一个人。
This is seen in Acts chapter 20, verse 17.
这也是在使徒行传二十章十七节中这样提到。
Paul called for a meeting of the elders.
在这呢，保罗呢召集了所有的长老来开会。
He tells them that the Holy Spirit had made them overseers among the flock.
保罗就告诉在座的长老们说，是圣灵，把他们把这个。把长老给他们权威来照管他的羊群。
God gave to these men the responsibility to shepherd God's people.
也就是说，神给这些长老他们的责任来牧养他神的子民。
Technically, the New Testament does not call them shepherds.
其实，在新约中，他没有长老没有叫他们叫牧羊人。
But they are to function as shepherds.
但是他们其实在所起的作用就是跟牧羊人一样的作用。
Deacons and deaconesses are not overseers.
所谓执事，不管是男是女，也不是我们所说的监护人。
The qualifications of both elders and deacons are given by Paul in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1.
关于这个长老和执事的他们的要求，他们是在保罗的。提摩太一书跟提多书中这样提到写过。
Character is the most important quality.
他说性格是最重要的品质。
Second, we can observe that good leadership is especially important when people are facing trials.
第二点我们可以这样观察到，每当人们在遇到试炼时候呢，很好的或者有效的领导能力是特别重要的。
These verses in chapter 5 do not introduce a new unrelated topic.
其实今天所学的这些经文当中也没有给我们提出一个全新的或者跟这个上下文不相关的主题。
The context deals with suffering.
整个彼得书信都是涉及到关于迫害。
Peter is exhorting the elders within the context of persecution.
其实，所以说，彼得在这里面是通过在这个整个受苦迫害这个大环境当中、大背景当中来教导长老的。
It is important that there be good leadership when people are facing trials.
所以说，每当他当信徒或者人们在遇到试炼时候呢，非常重要，我们有一个非常有效的领导。
Just as a side comment, people come to me.Mostly when they have problems.
就像 David 说，就是说，每当一些兄弟姊妹来接 David 牧师的时候呢，不是他们有什么好事情，就往往是他们有麻烦的时候来接他。
So it's obvious leadership has a lot to do with people who are going through trials.
所以说，这个领导能力在教会领导能力，往往是非常重要，对人们来说，在正在接受试炼的时候。
Elders who lead according to the world's philosophies will view those who suffer as a deficit.
一个用世俗的眼光来领导教会长老呢，他会往往把那些正在受试炼信徒们作为一种负担。
Elders who lead according to God's mandate will view those who suffer as a responsibility.
但是呢，一个用属灵的眼光来领导教会的长老呢。他往往会把那些正在受苦的信徒们作为他自己的责任。
Third, we can observe that Peter exhorts from a position of experience and authority.
第三一点就是我们可以观察到，也就是说，彼得在这是通过他自己的经验和他的权威来教导长老。
He exhorts them as their fellow elder.
在这第一点呢，他是作为自己彼得作为自己一个长老来对。教导其他长老。
He knows the responsibilities of the office.
彼得清楚知道，作为长老来说，他的责任是什么。
Jesus told him directly, "Shepherd my sheep."
耶稣呢也曾经对彼得亲自这样说道，牧养我的羊群。
He exhorts them as a witness to the sufferings of Christ.
第二一点就是说，彼得呢也是作为耶稣受难见证人来劝告其他长老。
This is the general subject of the letter.
这一点也是所有彼得书信当中最的一个普通的一个主题。
Peter has reminded them about the suffering of Jesus in chapter 2.
在我们过去已经学到了，在第二节中经文的第二章中，彼得提醒人们有关耶稣的事呢。
Peter exhorts the elders as one who will share in the glory that is yet to be revealed.
第三点，彼得是给那些长老，为什么是怎样长老？他们这些长老是会在将来会，同享后来所要显现荣耀的长老。
Peter had seen this glory in the transfiguration of Jesus.
彼得他自己在耶稣改变形象的时候，他已经自己看到这样的荣耀。
He had just written of this glory in chapter 4.
然后他自己也在四章，第四章中 也写了这样的荣，描述了这样的荣耀。
Peter was convinced that he would share in the coming glory.
彼得本人他确信他会将来会同享所要显现的荣耀。
And he knew that he would glorify God through his own death.
彼得也知道，因为只有通过他自己的死，他才可以来荣耀神。
And from this standpoint, Peter exhorts the elders.
所以说，从刚才我们所提到这些方面来说，彼得是在这样背景下来教导其他长老。
The primary task of elders is to shepherd the flock of God.
作为长老来说，一个最最重要的任务就是说要牧养他的羊群。
This is the only command which Peter gives here in these four verses.
这也是在这四节经文当中彼得唯一提到的一个命令。
The word shepherd generally has a broader meaning than just to feed.
在这个牧养这个词来说，它比喂养，它不光光是喂养意思。
Peter equates it in this context with oversight.
在这，彼得把它等同于就是说监督。
The activities of the Near Eastern shepherd explains what shepherding means.
我们其实可以从埃及东部的牧羊人的行为当中，可以来帮助我们解释什么究竟牧羊的是什么意思。
Numerous passages in the Bible use the shepherd to picture leadership.
其实在圣经当中已经他使用了各非常非常多的经文来描述，通过这个牧羊来展现领导的风格。
The responsibilities of the shepherd included feeding and watering the sheep.
牧羊的责任呢包括很多，就像包括喂养羊群。
He was to watch for enemies and defend the sheep.
他也应该去抵挡敌人，保护羊群。
He was to care for the wounded and sick sheep.
他也应该去照顾受伤的羊群。
He was to find and rescue lost or trapped sheep.
对，牧羊人也应该去寻找迷失的羊群。
He was to keep the sheep from scattering.
最后呢，他最把这个所有的羊群团结在一起，防止他们分散开来。
The shepherd loved the sheep.
很重要一点就是说，这个牧羊人爱他的羊。
He shared their lives and earned their trust.
牧羊人通过牺牲他生命，从这个赢得了羊的信赖。
Jesus said the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
耶稣在经文中这样写道，羊也听见他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
耶稣也说过，我是好的牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
He said, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me.
他也这样说道，我知道我的羊，我的羊也知道我。
Many of these responsibilities can be found in Acts chapter 20, verses 17 to 38.
我们可以从使徒行传二十章十七到三十八节中可以了解很多关于牧羊人的责任。
Paul fed the Ephesians.
保罗喂养了以弗所人。
He did not hesitate to proclaim anything that would be helpful.
他所以说保罗从来没有避讳不说凡与你们有益的。
He taught the whole counsel of God.
因为神的旨意，我并没有一样不违避不传给你们的。
He charged the elders to guard against savage wolves that would come.
保罗这也要求长老们要阻止任何凶暴的豺狼。
He warned that sheep would be drawn away and hence scattered.
三十节这样写道，在你们中间也必有人起来说被谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。
His love for them is obvious throughout the passage.
保罗对他门徒的爱，我们可以从所有的这些经文当中可以很明显的可以看出来。
God limits the responsibility of shepherding to those he allots to the elders' charge.
第二一点就是说，神把这个牧羊的责任对长老的牧羊责任仅仅局限于那些他的教会的中的信徒们。
Peter states this in verse 3.
彼得在第三节中这样写道，
Not lording it over those entrusted to you.
而不是辖制所托付给你们的。
Elders are to shepherd those whom God has placed in their care.
长老们应该要牧养那些神放在他放在他的管辖以内的群羊。
Other verses imply this.
也有很多其他经文也是这样暗示的。
In verse 2, the elders are to shepherd the flock of God that was among them.
第二节中这样写道，勿要牧养在你们中间神的群羊。
In Hebrews 13, verse 17, the author says, obey your leaders. You can read the whole verse.
Okay. 在希伯来书十三章十七节中这样写道，你们要依从那些引导你们，却要顺服，因他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人，你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁，若忧愁就与你们无益了。
Note it says obey your leaders.
在这很多人就是说要遵从，要顺从你们的领导。
And they watch over your souls.
然后呢，因为这样的领导，他们会时刻为你们灵魂来警醒。
For this reason, the commitment of a believer to one local church should be clear.
从这我们可以学到，一个信徒对他教会的承诺是非常，应该是非常明确的。
Which elders are responsible to give an account for your soul?
我们应该问自己，是哪一个长老，是教会里哪个长老对你的灵魂负责任？
If the elders of this church are not responsible, then to which authority are you responsible?
如果在这个教会中的长老，对这个对你的属灵不负责任的话，那我们会问，那究竟谁对他负责任呢？
God gives leadership to a local church in the form of elders for the well-being of all believers in that church.
神把这个教会的领导能力交给长老们，长老们他有责任来负责这个教会的属灵上的健康。
In Hebrews it says it's unprofitable or to a disadvantage to the believer to resist that authority or to try to live the Christian life without it.
在希伯来书这样写道，对信徒来说，如果他要阻止接受或者阻止接受这样的权威，或者想过不遵守这样的权威而过基督徒的生活，对他这些信徒来说是没有好处的。
It's true that elders have misused their God-given authority throughout the centuries.
当然了，我们知道在过去的几百年当中，有很多长老们他们滥用了神赋予他们的权威。
The good shepherd was willing to lay down his life for the sheep.
非常好的牧羊人，他们愿意牺牲他们自己的生命来为他的羊来牺牲他的生命。
Elders should have the same attitude.
长老们也应该具有同样的态度。
They should have a servant's heart.
同时长老们也应该有一个
Peter explains in detail what this means in practice.
接下去呢，彼得会非常详细的来解释这一点。
First, elders should shepherd or exercise oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly.
第一点就是说，长老们他们应该是愿意的，而不是被迫的来牧养或者来起到监督。
Peter says this in verse 2.
在彼得在第二节中这样写说。
This presumes that the elder understands and accepts the task of the shepherd.
就是说在这里面讲，这个经文中假设就是说我们所有的长老都理解，都接受作为牧者的责任。
He should accept the mandate of being a servant.
也这些长老们也应该接受作为一个仆人的任务。
No one should force a man to become an elder.
我们不应该有任何人来强迫一个人成为一个教会的长老。
He should desire the office of overseer according to 1 Timothy 3 verse 1.
根据提摩太前书三章一节中这样写到，每一个人都应该渴望成为这个长老的职位。
A church should guard against forcing someone to become an elder.
我们每一个教会呢，我们应该谨防，也不要去强迫某些人成为长老。
For example, the statutes of a local church should not force an unwilling or unqualified man to become an elder.
比如说，当地一些法规，一些法规应该。不应该来强迫一些不愿意的人或者不合格的人成为一个教会长老。
On the other hand, it's good to challenge men to be open to what God might want them to do and to become.
当然，在另一方面，对一些信徒来说，我们应该要挑战他们接受神为他们安排的。
We sometimes need to sharpen one another.
我们有的时候呢，我们要互相磨练。
Proverbs compares this to iron sharpening iron.
在箴言二十七章十七节中这样写道：铁磨铁，磨出刃来。
I also believe that being an elder should not become a drudgery.
第二点 ，David 牧师也认为，一个成为长老的话，也不是说要去成为一个去做苦工。
Should not become a job that one must do.
这个长老职位也不是说成为一个工作，一个人必须要一直要去做的工作。
When that happens, an elder should evaluate the reasons.
如果每当这种情况发生的时候呢，这样长老他应该要回顾一下，思想一下这样的行为，这样的原因。
Is he really doing that to which he has been called?
他应该会问自己，是不是他在做。神所呼召他所做的事情。
Is he looking to the chief shepherd for direction, strength, and approval?
他有没有定睛于牧长或者大牧者来寻找他的方向，寻找力量和认同
？Are there too many believers causing grief because they resist following God's word?
是不是在教会当中有太多的信徒，他们？不愿意接受神的话语，所以说会造成这种不愉快的感觉。
There may be good reasons for stopping.
也许有的时候，确实有一些好的原因来让对一些长老来说停止做他的长老工作。
But he may need to just correct some things.
当然，在另外一方面，也许这样长老他应该做去改正一些事情。
Second, elders should shepherd.Or exercise oversight, not for shameful gain, but eagerly.
第二一点，作为长老，他去牧养或者去起到监督作用，不是为了贪财，而是出于乐意。
This also is in verse 2.
这也是在第二节经文中这样提到。
Peter does not say that elders should work without pay.
在这彼得没有说，长老来说，他的工作不应该得到报酬。
Peter uses a word meaning shameful or dishonest gain.
在这彼得强调或者他要想强调一点，就是说一些指不正当的收入。
Honest income is okay.
诚实的收入报酬是可以接受的。
Paul instructed Timothy that elders who lead and teach well are worthy of pay.
保罗呢 教导提摩太说，善于管理教会的长老当以为备受加倍的敬奉。
That's in 1 Timothy chapter 5.
这是在提摩太前书五章十七节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul explains that workers should be paid.
在哥林多前书九章，保罗 也解释，作为你做工的话，应该会得到报酬。
Peter instead forbids elders from leading for shameful gain.
在这，彼得是强调他禁止长老们，禁止长老们纯粹为了一些贪财而去领导。
Being an elder should certainly not be an opportunity to rob people.
当然了，作为一个长老来说，不应该成为你的一些不应该成为这个更多的机会来掠夺掠夺人的财富。
God accused the false shepherds of Israel of leading for their own gain.
神曾经指责以色列的假的牧师们为了自己的好处而引领教会。
They took from the people without giving in return.
他们只从信徒中掠取利益，而从不侍奉他们。
Unfortunately, some people claim to minister but are serving primarily themselves at the cost of others.
不幸的是呢，确实是有这样一些人，他们号称是传道士，但是呢，他们在侵害他人的基础上，纯粹是为自己的利益而服务。
But this should never be the case.
这样事情不应该再发生了。
There are also those who work merely for the money.
第三一点呢，也有一些人，他们这样的长老纯粹是为了钱在工作。
They do work, but it is only for the income.
他们确实在工作，但是呢，他们工作唯一的目的就是为了赚钱。
They are not serving eagerly.
他们不是在乐意的在侍奉。
Being an elder is not a position in which to earn lots of money.
其实这个作为长老这个职位不是一个职位，在这你可以赚很多的钱。
Paul was content with a little or much.
大家都知道，保罗其实对他赚非常高兴，他能尽管他赚一点钱，也很少很少一点钱。
The elders should eagerly do the tasks of shepherding.
其实作为长老，他们应该非常乐意的去做牧养的工作。
He does this for the sake of the sheep and for the chief shepherd.
长老这样做的缘故，他们是出于为了羊群，也是为了他的主牧长。
He does not work just for the income.
他不是为了收入而去工作。
Elders should shepherd or exercise oversight, not lording it over them, but being examples.
第三一点就是说，作为长老来说，他们应该通过榜样来牧羊，来行使他们监督的权利，而不是仅仅的辖制他们。
This is in verse 3.
这一点是从第三节经文中出来。
The word translated to shepherd can mean to rule.
牧羊这个词呢，可以把它翻译成或者辖制。
But Peter makes clear that he does not mean rule as a boss.
在这彼得很强调一点，就是说他这不是要长老们去就像老板去领导一下或去辖制其他人。
It's hard to drive sheep.
大家都知道，赶羊的话，赶羊群的话是非常困难的。
Jesus spoke of the sheep hearing his voice and following him.
耶稣提到过，每当他说到羊的时候呢，他就是这帮羊群听到他的声音，然后他就跟从了他。
There was a trust relationship.
在这过程当中，有一种相互信赖的关系。
Jesus said that his disciples should not be like the bosses in the world.
耶稣说过，所以他的门徒不应该是就像老板一样，在这世界上老板一样。
Instead, elders need to lead by example.
相反，长老们应该通过自己的榜样来领导教会。
The lives of the elders should give a pattern which others can follow.
所有长老的生活，他们应该作为一种榜样，这个榜样可以让其他的信徒来跟随。
The Apostle Paul worked with his hands to be a model of diligent working.
大家知道，先知保罗他通过他的双手来工作， 也成为一个辛勤工作的模范。
Paul told Timothy to be a model in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity.
保告诉提摩太成为成为言语、行为、爱、信仰和纯洁的榜样。
Paul had done the same thing in Ephesus.
其实保罗在以弗所也是做同样的事情。
He had led by example.
他是通过他自己的行为来带领他的教会。
Elders may still look forward to heavenly reward and be motivated by it.
长老们应该定睛于在天上赏赐。
The source of the reward is Jesus Christ, the chief shepherd.
长老们的奖励或者报酬是来自耶稣这个大牧者。
The elder shepherds.
长老们他们牧养。
He should understand that the chief shepherd is over him.
这样的长老他们应该理解到，因为他们有他的大牧者一直在牧养他。
The elder's task is a stewardship.
长老最重要的一个责任就是管理他的教会。
He will answer to the chief shepherd.
他的唯一的老板就是他的大牧者。
And the chief shepherd will reward him.
同样的，这个大牧者的牧长也会给他报酬。
The elder should want to please him.
对长老来说，他们想要做的就是要使牧长感到喜悦。
The elder should not ultimately want to please the sheep.
但是呢，长老不应该最终的去使他的羊群感到喜悦。
The elder should not be trying to impress other shepherds.
在另外一方面，在长老不应该去努力的去努力去在其他的牧人当中留下深刻的印象。
He certainly should not be trying to impress or please the world.
当然了，他千万不应该去使整个世俗感到高兴。
The chief shepherd rewards according to the elder's faithfulness.
最终这个大牧者的奖励是根据这个长老的信心。
He does not reward according to human standards of accomplishment.
他不是根据世俗的行为、世俗成就来给长老的奖励。
Very often the human standard for reward is accomplishment.
大家都知道，经常的在世上，很多人通过这个世俗的观念，也就是成就来给出奖赏。
We look at the number of members.
我们往往会看看这个教会有多少成员。
Has the church grown?
这个教会有没有成长？
How many sermons has a man preached?
究竟有多少的他这个长老有没有讲过多少篇道？
We like these because we can measure them more easily.
我们一般世人都喜欢这个，因为所有这些都可以很简单可以计算出来。
Jesus judges whether the elder has done what Jesus commanded.
但是对耶稣来说，他只会衡量，他会问，看这个长老，他有没有去做耶稣命令他去做的事情。
Did the elder shepherd willingly, eagerly, and by example?
他会看长老们有没有去甘心的、乐意的，通过自己的榜样来牧养羊群。
Was he faithful in these things?
在他所有的牧养的工作当中，他有没有表现出他的忠心来？
The reward itself is an unfading crown of glory.
第三一点就是说，这个报酬这个本身就是这个永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
It is an eternal reward because it will not fade.
这是一个永生的报酬，因为它从来不会衰残，不会褪去。
The glory refers possibly to the good evaluation which God will have of the faithful elder.
这荣耀也可能是指神把这个把很好的评论赐予给那些忠心的长老。
He will be marked by God as having done well.
这样长老呢会神给他会做出标记。
He will hear the words of Jesus, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
会这么一天，长老会听到神在耶稣在说，不错，你是我的好的仆人。
And he may carry that evaluation of Jesus forever.
当然了， 所以这个长老也会把这个耶稣的评论一直带在他身上。
This is more important than what people think about us.
所以说这个神对长老的评论是我比一般世人对我们的想法对他们想法是更重要。
How long will their opinions last?
我们会问究竟世人的意见他们究竟会延续多久。
People are often fickle.
我们都知道世人往往是多变。
They change their minds.
他们不停在改变他们的主意。
How long will it matter what they think?
他们的想法究竟会持续多久呢？
Compared to eternity, their opinion is insignificant.
跟这个永生相比，所以他们的想法观念都是毫不足道的。
We should work for the lasting reward.
所以说，我们应该为永生的回报而去工作。
Elders certainly need to take heed and accept Peter's words.
作为长老来说，你们确实应该去用心来接受彼得的话语。
All who serve should pay attention.
当然了，作为其他在教会服侍的人，都应该去读这段经文。
Shepherding with a servant's heart is the model for leadership and service.
用一颗仆人的心来牧养教会。是领导教会和服侍的一个榜样。
This applies to leadership and service within the church and in the home.
这样的领导或者服侍不光适用于是在教会，同样也是在家里。
God wants that we fulfill our responsibilities with the heart of a servant.
神一直在要求我们用一颗仆人的心来履行我们的责任。
Know that people are watching you.
我们应该知道，我们一直知道，其他人们一直在看着我们。
Your children are watching you.
还有你的孩子也在看着你。
You lead by your example more than by your words.
你是往往是而不是通过言语，而是通过你的行为在做出你的领导的榜样。
Serve willingly and eagerly.
并且要愿意的、甘心的去服侍。
I hope that everyone would seriously consider their responsibilities as based upon this passage.
在这 ，David 牧师希望我们每一个人能够严肃地考虑他们的责任，根据今天我们所学的来重新考虑他们的责任。
Perhaps God is working in the heart of some man to desire the office of overseer or elder.
也许神一直已经在工作，在一些信徒们的心中工作，使他们成长成为长老或者执事。
Everyone should pray for your leaders.
同样的，我们在座其他人也应该为这样的领导而祷告。
Pray that they would be faithful stewards of God's grace.
让我们祷告，使他们成为。神恩典的忠实的管家。
Pray that God would raise up more faithful men to lead and shepherd the flock of God.
也祷告让神能兴起更多的人，忠诚的人来领导和牧养神的羊群。
The quality of leadership will eventually affect the health and direction of a church.
最终一个教会的领导的。质量会影响这个教会的发展的方向和属灵上的健康。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢第一位牧师跟我们讲这一篇道，希望能够成为我们的鼓励哈。也成为成熟的基督徒的一个盼望，愿意来自真心的来侍奉神。我们再请梅竹姐妹为我们带领两首诗歌，好，谢谢。
因为在讲到之后，我心里最大的喜悦就是真的曾经主跟牧者是耶和华。